Welcome back to another Productivity Like a Pro podcast episode. Today, again, with my dear friend and co-founder Paco Cantero. Welcome to the show. And today we will talk about output elements.
Paperless movement, your productivity, your way.
This is all related to project management. So if you're struggling with project management, then this is for you. And this topic came up as we saw over and over again, misconception on how to handle or how to define what is a project, what is a workflow, what are tasks or to-dos even, right? So that's all the things that we will tackle today. So stay tuned because we will get all these questions answered. Well, let's dive into this. For those of you who went through the Project Management Like a Pro course in the on the iCore journey inside the membership, you came across output elements already. And output elements define the different entities within a project management software or in the project management era in general. For iCore, Paco and I tried to use common sense and use common wording and give it definitions, because that's something that I struggled a long time in corporate, that everybody is using the word project, everybody uses the word task, priorities, and so on. But there's never a definition behind this, especially for priority, that's dangerous. So everybody sets it too high, but nobody tells you what high actually means. And today we will talk about these entities: goals, projects, workflows, and we come to work streams later on, and tasks. Paco.
Yes, correct. Everybody knows that I love concepts. Okay, I think those are the starting point of everything. The moment that we clarify all the concepts, it's pretty easy to put them into action. And that's what we do using the iCore methodology. And I think that these terms that we are constantly using, you know, projects, tasks, to-dos, goals, they should be defined, okay? I don't care about the definition, but one definition that everybody knows, and the moment that we are talking about that object, okay, or output element, as we call them in our terminology, everybody knows what we are referring to. And I think that that clarity helps a lot to organize all the way that you achieve your goals, okay? And as Tom has just said, we started by trying to create something that sounds intuitive for the people, okay? But there's a moment that we need to put certain limitations or whatever you name it, because it's impossible, you know? A project, it depends on the person, on the circumstances, on the scenario, or whatever. So we need to put a clear definition so that no matter your scenario, what you are trying to organize, to put order, a project will be always a project, okay? And I think that we could start from the bottom for the only actionable item on iCore that we call the task, okay? And a task, it's something that needs to be done, that you execute, that you complete, okay? This is the only thing that you really take action on, okay? We will see that the rest of output elements are just like, we can call them, well, buckets or other elements to give coherence and a better meaning of all the things that you are dealing with, okay? So a task, we could define it as an action item, okay, that takes more or less 2 to 3 hours, okay, just to have an idea of the dimension, talking about time length, and wow, we can go in. I would recommend that, okay?
It can go from 15 minutes open-ended, more or less, to 3 hours, we say. As everything below 15 minutes, we call a speedy. That's something we teach in the task management like a pro course as well. The speedies are all the tasks and actionable items, and therefore actionable items that are less than 15 minutes and can be done quickly. And everything that goes beyond qualifies as a task. And this is where we see then a maximum of 3 hours. And why do we put a maximum there? That's what Paco already mentioned. This is where then we have the buckets or the grouping elements that come beyond. So after a task, we have then a project. So a project can hold several tasks. So if a task becomes too long, you create a project that or you break down this task in several tasks and you place it inside a project. And then we go further. If the projects become too complex, then you go for goals, right?
Yes, the point is that a project is something that has a starting point, talking about a date, okay? It's something that has limitations, talking about the time you start working on it and the time that you want to complete that project, because you only execute one time each project, okay? You cannot execute several times the same project, okay? That's why we create another element that we call work stream, okay? That are for those complex elements, okay? That you are always repeating, okay? For instance, let's talk about how to create posts, okay? To publish, or how to create YouTube videos, or how you create a sales order, okay? Those are processes that are always running, and the moment that you end the first instance, you start with a new one and you go through different stages, okay? But at the end, you're constantly repeating the same, okay? And inside those work streams, you are executing tasks, okay? For instance, talking about myself, I create an outline of the article, I create a draft, I edit it. All those are tasks inside my work stream, okay? Because the moment that I publish an article, I again start again since the beginning, and I repeat that some says tasks. That's something that it doesn't happen when you are talking about a project, okay? Because a project, you just create the tasks, you execute them, and the moment that you complete all the tasks of a project, that project is complete and you can archive or do whatever you want, but you don't repeat, okay, that project. And I think that that's a main differentiation that you should take into account, because that gives you clarity, okay? Because many people suffer the moment that they need to group tasks that are inside objects or elements that you repeat, you are constantly repeating. And I think that creates kind of, well, complexity to a system. And the moment that we differentiate between projects and work stream, everything is crystal clear, okay? Because the moment that you are following a certain number of sequential, because they tend to be sequential steps, we are talking about a work stream without hesitation. And the moment that you know that you are starting something and there's an end date of that group of tasks, then that's a project, okay? And you use that element because all those tasks belong to that project because they are connected, all of them.
Yeah, and now it's not becoming too confusing. Let's get back to the beginning. We talked about a task is the only actionable item. And if a task becomes longer or too complex, that it is worth to breaking down into several tasks to work on, you group them inside a project. So a project is just a grouping element. Now, Paco mentioned the work streams. The work streams is a project that is recurring. So it is the same idea. It's just not having a start and end date. It is a recurring work stream. And then there is a third element called operations, what we call, because now the question arises, what about these tasks that I have just one single task? Where do I place this? What about recurring tasks even that I have to do every month, for example, but it doesn't take me longer than an hour? These are placed inside operations. Now, to better understand this, let's talk about our setup in ClickUp, how this looks like there. So we have a folder structure in ClickUp. One folder contains projects. So they are just a project inside ClickUp is a list of tasks. So there's a folder projects. There are all our projects. Example, course creation. We create a new course, it becomes a project. Or we are writing on a book. That's a project inside ClickUp. That's a good example as well. Because courses, and that's something that we need to mention as well, a project can convert into a work stream later on. So if you realize you're doing a project over and over again, then think about becoming a work stream and convert it into this. So then the second folder inside ClickUp is work streams. And in there is what Paco already mentioned. The YouTube videos is one work stream. It's just a list containing tasks for each video. And these tasks follow a specific workflow with the different processes. That's something that we teach in Automation Like a Pro, writing down, understanding the business processes in a tool agnostic way. And it makes it so much easier then to set up any tool to provide you the information you need to work on your work streams. And it can be in any business either. Now we have YouTube videos, we have articles in the Paperless Movement, but it could be also your production line producing products. It could be your clients that you have a project projects for a client, right? This could still be a work stream, because as soon you have a recurring set of processes, then it's worth thinking about a work stream. And it's important to understand as soon you have a work stream in front of you, because this gives you then the potential to optimize your work stream. And that's something crucial for efficiency in the business. And then in the operations folder, that's the third folder on ClickUp. In the operations folder, there we have several lists that just represent roughly the different departments or areas of the business that we have or that others have. So in our case, it would be then, for example, accounting is in there. So we have a recurring task where I have to write an invoice every month, for example, or we have a list in there for asset creation. So as soon we have an asset that we need for our website, this goes in there because it's a simple task. Our designer will receive this, works on this, and that's it. That's not worth to create a project. It's nothing recurring because it is usually something individual, this asset. So this is why we have this operations area in combination there as well. So these are the three important output elements to understand, and they just represent a bucket where your actionable, that hold your actionable items. So that's really important. And now it could be also staying with ClickUp when you say, but if I'm in a list, you could actually make a single task into a project, if you like, by just using subtasks. So the moment you add subtasks to a task, and as we define that tasks, there's only one actionable item that converts the actual task into a project. It's no longer actionable. It's just a container for your tasks by adding its subtasks. Might sound confusing. It's easier when you see it than in front of you on ClickUp. So maybe we will make a video again, but also in the ClickUp like a pro course there, we have a lot of implementation videos where we show the principle there. But in general, it's important to understand that there's only one entity that can be actionable. And that's also why we limit it to only one layer of subtasks. We will never have two or three layers of subtasks. That's something that we deactivated in ClickUp, so it doesn't become confusing. And that's why our setup is so streamlined and scalable and easy to understand for anybody who onboards. That's really crucial. That was the ultimate goal out of this.
And I think
talking about goals, how do we see this in context to all this?
Yeah, I think that with an example, it's quite clear and straightforward to understand this concept, because for instance, goal are the top level of these containers, okay, that we have built. So a goal can have as many projects or work streams as you want. Okay, so let's start, for instance, that we define a goal that it's, well, we are convinced after deep analysis, okay, that we need to create 5 different courses. So the goal would be create 5 different courses, and then we create a project for each course, okay? That way, for instance, using ClickUp, the moment that you create between those projects, okay, and the goal, okay, that is something that you can create, the moment that you start completing the different tasks that you have inside each project, you see how your goal is completing, okay? You can see how you're moving forward towards achieving your goal. But the point is this, we define a goal that it's a container that has 5 different projects, okay? One project for each course. And then inside each project, we have the tasks. That's as simple as that, okay? And I think that gives you the clarity, okay? The point about talking about task and subtask, it's something that the moment that you understand this concept, you can, well, work with them with the flexibility that gives you coherence, okay? For instance, we have said that a task should take between 15 minutes, okay, and 3 hours, okay? But you say, well, I got a task here that takes, I don't know, 9 hours. What do I do? Because why do we say? Because behind this structure, there's always common sense behind, okay? Why do we say that a task should take between 15 minutes and 3 hours? Okay, because that's what we consider that you should dedicate to a task that it's focused some deep work, what we call deep work. Those moments that you need to be focused, just dealing with a task that is perfectly scheduled in a slot in your calendar so that just in one seat, it gets completed, okay? Because more or less, you can dedicate from 15 minutes to 3 hours of deep work, okay? That's something subjective, okay? It depends on the person, but more or less, okay, you get the idea. So it's for you. You think that your focus time should be just 2 hours? Yes, force the things, talking about your planning, to create tasks that takes you only 2 hours to be completed, okay? Because the moment that you just in one seat complete one task that is meaningful, it's one of the biggest project goals, talking about the ICOR methodology. That's why we create that time length for tasks. So going back to that task that takes 9 hours, well, most of the task management system, project management system allow you to create that concept of subtasks, okay? It's a second level, okay? So what do we do? Then with that task of 9 hours, what we create, to make it simple, okay? 3 subtasks of 3 hours. So that subtask becomes a container, okay? And the actionable items are the subtasks that are below, okay? Or inside that task. Those are type of moves that you can create the moment that you feel comfortable, okay? Because you can say, well, man, for one task of 9 hours, I'm not going to create a project, okay? Because a project should be, and we highly recommend, to be something significant, okay? Something that you dedicate, I will say, weeks or 2-3 months, okay? Because just by looking at your project, you get focus, okay? Because for instance, when we decided to create the 5 courses that are inside the ICOR journey, we just look at the projects that we need to deal with, and they were perfectly stated there. In fact, we created different statuses to see what projects we were completing, what projects we need to review. There was a status inside the project that help us a lot. First off, to have an idea of what we should be focused on. Second, to get motivated as we were looking at the projects and seeing that many of them were completed, and we had control over everything, okay? All the scripts, all the videos, all the structure of a course, it's inside that project, okay? Sometimes isolating, okay? Inside folders, inside containers that are not linked to others, okay? And create chaotic things. That helps you a lot to have control information and the actions that are related to that information. So that's an option that we always share with the people of creating task and subtask the moment that you consider that a task. But if you can create 3 different tasks, we prefer to do that. But sometimes you say, man, no, I prefer to create a task with subtask because for me, that task, okay, that container gives me a lot of context and I understand what it is, and I prefer to have hidden the subtask and keep executing them one by one. Okay, it's up to you. The point is that you should only have 1 actionable item in your productivity system. In ICOR, we call that task, and it should take from 15 minutes to 3 hours to be completed. That's the main.
And now the thing, what about if it takes me 16 minutes? What about if I have just tasks that take 9 hours? It's up to you. It is, as we said initially, as long it is defined. To us, it's just key to simplify the system by saying this is the only actionable item. If you can keep the task for it takes 9 hours or it takes 3 days for you to complete, and it makes no sense to have subtasks because you're always working on the same thing, then keep the same task open for 9 hours as long as it makes sense for you. But if the task becomes more complex and you're working on a lot of different things within the same task, that should give you an indicator to create subtasks so you can work on the different chunks, and it is less overwhelming working on this overall goal or task that you want to have there. And Volker was commenting inside the chat, how often are you reviewing the goals, the achievement? So for us, we realized for us, it's enough to check the goals every 90 days. So every quarterly. And in the beginning, we made this more frequently, but by having the project set up, we are always working towards the goals. So we know when we set the goals that we run always towards these goals. We don't have to check. And this comes along with our approach to due dates, right? And how to approach the tasks. That's how to schedule the tasks. We are always looking per week and what we work on per week. So every Monday we have an agenda meeting, also something that you learn in a project management like a pro course. We have an agenda meeting where we sit together and talk about what we will work on this week. And therefore we have a list of tasks that we need to work on that are all inside projects, work streams, and operations. And then we define what is the milestones for the week, the weekly goals. And what is the the weekly highlight. Then we have the daily highlights that you set for yourself. So this gives you a sense of prioritization, what you should work on right now. And if you complete this, you have options to work on next. So you will never run out of time. You will never run out of tasks that you need to work on. You will always work on the tasks that really matter, that moves you towards the goals. And you only have one meeting per week. And that's something that Paco and I do for 2 years now. And it works. And we do this with our Inner Circle members. We do this with all our members inside the Paperless Movement membership. And we just know that this is the best way to manage your week and always work towards your goals that we have seen. I'm coming from big corporate work with 300,000 employees, being a part of a team, being team leader and then business analyst. And Paco is a multi-business owner with 4 businesses managing over 70 people. So we are not, you know, coming up with this out of nowhere. It's really proven concept and we tested a lot of different things. And there was never a simpler setup that we have seen than this setup, but also to with the option to scale and to make it more complex and change it to your own needs. And that's really important. And that's something that we will talk on in the next episode when we talk about automation like a pro and set up your work streams and your business workflows, because that's also very crucial in this whole concept, that you really understand what you are actually doing there every day and what is recurring and what is a one-time project and what is really something that you can optimize and what is something that you have just to suffer through and forget about it once you've completed it. I think that's important.
And I'd like to add something that it's about the important, how crucial is the term scope. Okay, as you see, we're trying to force things always. We are always trying to force the things, talking about our productivity system, and that's why we create this type of rules, okay, or approaches, because it's possible, okay? For instance, when we define goals that can be achieved in a quarter, okay? Because it's something we can control, okay? The quarter is the perfect fit to set the goal, to check if you have achieved any of the previous goal, and it gives you, well, that sensation of something doable and achievable. And also, it's allows you to give you flexibility, okay? Because the moment that you create, for instance, imagine one goal that is just for a whole year. In a year, many things can happen nowadays. So that we keep all our doors open, talking about setting new goals, okay? Taking advantage of opportunities, but also setting the scope of goals in that quarter, okay? Then the project, we force the thing. A project should take between 1 month and three months, okay? Why? Because having the scope, okay, the vision, the control of 1 month of that time length, it's pretty intuitive for the people. And then when we move to task management, to the world of task management, that's why we force the thing. A task of 3 hours is something you can manage. A task of 20 hours, it's something that you start not having control of it, okay? But the moment that you can create chunks of time of 2-3 hours, it's something you control. It doesn't matter the unexpected events that emerge, the unexpected task, time scopes are so crucial and why we consider that those are the best ones to keep moving forward on a daily basis, plus having that sensation of control that gives you calm, okay, and peak performance, I would say.
Absolutely. So guys, thank you very much. And also thanks for the feedback, Volker, Mary, and co. We catch you guys up inside the membership. And if you haven't already, then join us in the Inner Circle cohort. There's still a place left. So if you really want to dive deep into this topic and want to change your own productivity system end to end, we are there to help you. Guys, we catch you up next time.
Thank you. See you next time. Everybody's talking about the movement.